Check 1 2. Check 1 2. Sometimes in politics, you just have to scratch your head and go, what the heck? I'm talking about George H. Walker Bush inviting Nancy Pelosi to speak at his business forum at Texas A&M yesterday. I just couldn't believe it. I mean, out of all the people who are very educated, who are former, you know, people in Congress or in the Senate or whatever, he chooses Nancy Pelosi. Why would a Republican choose a Democrat to come speak at their business lecture series? Well, it dawned on me that I was right when I decided to leave the Republican Party and just become a conservative, not trusting Republicans or Democrats as far as their will to change America. It's disturbing to me that we do this time and again, where we put our faith in politicians only to learn later that was the dumbest thing we could have done. And I actually believe that George W. Bush was the black sheep of the family. I think he was the unpolished version. I think he wanted to be his own man and do his own thing. And at times, I think maybe the progressiveness that we saw at the end of George Bush's presidency was more driven by his dad and by the liberals in Congress through Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid, then I think it was his own decision. Because one thing I've learned is that true presidents, the people who truly just want to get in, serve, and get out, they don't stay in politics. They don't stay around it. They get the heck out. Ronald Reagan did that. There's another guy, Calvin Coolidge, I think also did that. George W. Bush has done that. You know, his dad stayed around with guess who? Clinton. George W. Bush himself has stayed out of the limelight completely. Who knows what he's doing or where he's at? I am sick and tired of this. On camera, we're enemies, and off camera, we go and play golf together, or we go do lecture series together, or we go save the world together. No. I thought there was a fundamental difference. I guess not. From Dallas, I'm Elijah B. Have a great day.